Elizabeth Elliot says, "I believe there is such a thing as self-esteem and self-image, but I do not think that it is something that you and I ought to be paying much attention to. Life is too short for that, as far as I'm concerned." She says, "I would much rather use the energy and the time that I have and direct it towards knowing God, worshiping God, loving God, finding out who He is, and daily praying that He will make me much more like Himself." Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of author and teacher Elizabeth Elliot.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend Elizabeth Elliot, talking with you today about the toughest job you'll ever love. With my apologies, of course, to the Peace Corps that used that as their slogan, I would say that the job of motherhood is not only the toughest job you'll ever love, but it's also the humblest job you'll ever be proud of. A woman named Cynthia Acton in Columbus, Georgia, wrote this: "The life of motherhood is no fairy tale of angels and ease. It has been the hardest race I have ever run, a difficult assignment that has caused me to learn to bend, to surrender, to sacrifice. But oh, how thankful I am that it was these ears of mine that heard my children's many ideas and dreams, the simple prattle and the jarring insights. How thankful I am that it was this heart of mine that held the deep ocean of love, that grieved with them in their sorrows and rejoiced with them in their triumphs. How thankful I am that it was these hands of mine that handled their needs of body and spirit. For who else but a mother can see the values of eternity pass through her humble hands every day?" The humblest job you'll ever be proud of. It's a job that none of us is qualified to do alone. A job for which, if in no other job in the world, we certainly need divine assistance. I want to read to you from Psalm 127. "Unless the Lord builds the house, its builders have toiled in vain. Unless the Lord keeps watch over a city, in vain the watchman stands on guard." Now remember that God does not build houses by himself. He uses human hands, human workers. God does not keep watch over a city by himself. He expects the watchmen who are assigned to that job to do their part of it. God does not mother children all by himself. He assigns us ordinary women to be cooperators with him in this tough and humble job. It says in this same psalm, "Sons are a gift from the Lord, and children a reward from him." How many of you have, when you've discovered yourself pregnant for perhaps the second or third or sixth time, sort of maybe deep down inside just groaned a little bit and said, "Oh, I'm really not sure I can handle another one, Lord"? Did you forget that this child was a gift from the Lord? Did you forget that they are a reward from the Lord? Like arrows in the hand of a fighting man are the sons of a man's youth. Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them. And in the psalm immediately preceding that, Psalm 126, it says, "Those who sow in tears shall reap with songs of joy." Mothers are among those who sow in tears. Is there anyone in the whole world so capable of raking your soul with pain as a child? There are all kinds of suffering entailed with becoming a mother, and yet the rewards are unspeakably great, aren't they? Sometimes we have to go out weeping for a long time, carrying our bag of seed, as this psalm says. A man may go out weeping, carrying his bag of seed, but he will come back with songs of joy, carrying home his sheaves. Sometimes our prayers for our children bring us to tears. We see them wandering off from the pathway that we tried to show them. And yet, prayer and tears can bring a reward of joy. In a time when, in the United States, the average family has 1.8 children, we need to get back to the Bible to align our thinking. Children are a gift from the Lord. They are a reward from Him. Do you welcome the children that God gives you? Do you receive them in Jesus' name? Is your primary concern when you find out that you're pregnant money, time, education, housing? How will I do justice to this child? Remember that the gifts that God gives, He will help us to care for. I heard an old black lady interviewed on TV. I think she had 12 or 15 children. And they said, "Didn't you worry about the money and how you were going to feed all those children?" And the lady said, "God never made a mouth yet that He couldn't fill. Scripture says, 'My God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory.'" I know a young man, we'll call him Bill, who is married and has been for several years, but he is afraid to have children, afraid of his own inadequacies. Of course he's inadequate. There's never been a father yet who was adequate for the job without the help of God. He's afraid of the world, the state of the world. Isn't it a terrible thing to bring a child into a world in such a mess as our present world? Is that a legitimate reason for opting out of God's assignment? Marriage is meant for children. He's not open to God's good gifts. He hasn't got the humility to receive what God wants to give him. He's not prepared to depend on Him for the help, the wisdom, and the plain old money that it's going to take. To me, this is really a tragedy. And I meet a number of young couples nowadays who, although they are Christians, have never thought about the fact that the first command to the first couple in the world was be fruitful and multiply. But I'm speaking specifically today to mothers. You have been called. You have been chosen for the task. You have children. You are indispensable for that job. God is not going to build the house by Himself. God is not going to mother those children by Himself. But you know it's a job that's too big for you, don't you? We all know that. Kneel, acknowledge your dependence upon Him, your need of help. Ask Him. And you know, God really loves to answer prayers like that. Humility is what it takes. The willingness not only to be occupied with small needs, to be what someone has called quiet servants of necessity, things like making egg salad sandwiches or sorting the socks or scrubbing the bathrooms, but the willingness to take on a job that you know you're not up to. Any of us, after all, can make an egg salad sandwich and sort the socks and scrub the bathrooms, but there's a whole lot more involved in the task of mother work than those mundane things. You know that you're going to have to run constantly to the Lord for strength, for patience. Jesus said that it is a narrow gate and a hard road that lead out into life. And if ever there were a job calculated to remind us of the truth of that narrow gate and that hard road, it's the job of motherhood. It takes the willingness to humble ourselves, to be small, to get through that small gate, and the willingness to walk a tough road, a road that doesn't have the kind of glamour and excitement and recognition and prestige of a lot of other jobs. But once again, here I am, Elizabeth Elliot, cutting across the commonly accepted ideas, speaking on the radio to a whole lot of people who will think I'm crazy. But my authority is not the authority of Elizabeth Elliot. I don't have an ounce of authority of my own. The only authority that I have comes from the Bible. Jesus' own words cut straight across commonly accepted ideas of His day, and they still do that. They come to us with incisive clarity, with the demands to look to another world, another level, another master, another motive. Will we be called narrow? Yes, by many people. Is the road of motherhood hard? Yes, of course. But who needs hardness and narrowness? Well, all of us do if we want to enter into life. That's where the narrow gate and the hard road lead. Who dares to admit that she really wants to choose such a road in this day and age? I hope you do. I hope you're not afraid to stand up and say, I'm a mother. I'm the mother of Timmy and Debbie and Beth and Susie. That's my job. You mean that's all you do? I mean, I can't believe I'm hearing this, somebody says. Well, you're hearing it. And there are a lot of mothers out there that I'm sure are on the same wavelength. You just don't hear very much from them, you know. They don't have time to write articles and get up and make speeches. Where are they looking for fulfillment? Jesus said that whoever follows the will of God is part of the permanent and cannot die. Somebody said to a mother, "Why have you never written a book?" She was a very talented lady. And her reply was, "I am writing two. I have been engaged on one for 10 years, the other 5. "You surprise me," cried the friend. "What profound books they must be." "It doth not yet appear what they shall be," was her reply, "but when he makes up his jewels, my great ambition is to find them there." "Your children?" I asked. "Yes, my 2 children. They are my life's work." The toughest job you'll ever love is mothering.
As Elizabeth has said, anything if offered to God can and will become your gateway to joy. Elizabeth Elliott has been sharing timeless truth with ladies for many years, drawing insight from her Bible study and her experiences as a wife, mother, and missionary. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network, Charlotte, North Carolina.